for many, many years, and I was a state commissioner for most of my career, for 30 years, actually. For most of those years, the improper payment rate for the country ran at anywhere from 8 to 10%. Now it's below 4%. And when people receive too much in the benefit, the state has to make that recovery to the federal government. If they receive too little, the local jurisdiction has to make that up to the person. So we've made real progress on the improper payment side, under 4%. Now, on the what we call the fraud side or the trafficking side, this is defined as selling your benefits or my using the benefits to receive something other than food, because the food stamp program or SNAP can only be used for food. And that issue of fraud or trafficking accounts to about 1% of the program, 1 cent out of every dollar. But we're not satisfied with that because we think, you know, it should be zero or as close to zero as we can possibly make it. So we've been stepping up our activities, both using what's called electronic data mining, where we sort through data sources with very exotic kinds of algorithms, as they're called, where we look at something called geomapping. In everyday language, it means locations where we've had issues in the past. And we're stepping up both the penalties for schools, that I should say stores that involve themselves in that, as well as the individuals, because as I often say, it takes two to tango. And last year, about 1,000 retailers across the country, 931 to be exact, were permanently sanctioned, taken out of the program. They can never be part of it again. And penalties to stores amounted to about $5 million last year, as well as criminal charges where people go off to prison. And the reason we pay attention to it, even though it's 1%, is we know the American public, that we're going through a difficult period in the country. For the 46 million people who depend upon the program, most by far play by the rules. They're eligible for it. They need it. We don't want to jeopardize American public confidence by not going after that 1%. And we know that people are paying for it. American taxpayers themselves are having their challenges these days, so we owe it to them. So we're paying careful attention to that. We're using, as I say, state-of-the-art technology, but we're also upgrading our retailer surveillance. We have stores under watch. We have various ways of identifying problems in that regard, and also we hear from the public who call in on the 800 line mm-hmm. and indicate that they have observed something in a particular store or location, and we then go after it. It's all part of what we call program integrity.
Now let's go back to the upgrades to the retailer surveillance system technologies you talked about. How does that all work?
Well, we have as you know, the food stamp or the SNAP program operates to what we call electronic benefit cards. These are plastic cards where the benefit is provided or the food is paid for electronically. And we can track, let's say, suspicious what we call redemptions, where let's say the person's total monthly claim, let's say $200, is used up in one visit at what we know to be a small store. That would surface to us as a suspicious claim. And where we see patterns like that or multiple redemptions of large amounts, again, in a small store, would draw that kind of activity to our attention.
Now, you also talk about reengineering the FNS retailer management processes to increase efficiency. What are those processes, and what is this all about?
Well, we have about 100 personnel across the United States who are totally dedicated just to this issue of retailer oversight. And so we're refining that. Some of those personnel we've had out on the field have been more involved in the enrollment, that is, helping stores become part of the program. We find that the supermarkets, in less than 0.5% of the cases, ever get involved in fraud knowingly. The fraud invariably takes place in smaller stores. And so we tend to want to have our staff aligned to focus on those areas where we've historically had issues.
What is the most challenging thing about preventing fraud and preventing improper payments under the SNAP program?
Well, improper payments, I think we've, as I said, we've really made progress in that regard in terms of both we work with states, and states have done a great job. We provide incentives, but we also do something called quality assurance reviews of states. So I feel very confident in the direction that we've gone in that regard and the levels that we've achieved. On the fraud side, again, it's down to 1%, but we're not satisfied with that. So, we need to make sure that as much as possible, we can identify stores that and vendors that fraudulently participate. But we also want to make sure that consumers who are the recipients of the benefit, when they actively become part of that they are made accountable as well. And last year, I think almost 900,000 persons participating in the program across the country were reviewed, those cases reviewed for possible improper actions or trafficking.
What would you tell other federal agencies that are looking for, you know, best practices, lessons learned to prevent improper payments and fraud in their own kind of lines of the federal government?
Well, you know, one of the tools I didn't mention is we are very much reliant upon other federal data systems, and we get what are called data feeds from the Social Security Administration, from a group or an organization, an entity referred to as PARIS, P-A-R-I-S, that tracks data. Income data and other location issues for people in other federal programs. We also track TANF for the public assistance program data, and then we maintain a database nationally for when people have been removed from the program for a lifetime. States are required to check with that database when I move to a particular state. So I'd say one of the most important and most effective ways for government agencies to make sure they reduce fraudulent or improper payments is to make the fullest use of even the existing federal databases.